Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Greatest Wild Card Games, presented by New York Presbyterian. To reach the Super Bowl in 2007, the Giants had the daunting task of needing to first win three straight playoff games on the road. And that journey would begin in Tampa against the Buccaneers in the NFC Wild Card Game.
We travel! We went on the road! We didn't travel! Kick yourself! We come in!
To have a shot at the Lombardi Trophy, the Giants knew they had to do two things well. The first was hit the quarterback.
Hit him once, he come right back and hit his ass again.
Pressure up the middle, he slides left, throws it left for Galloway. Intercepted by Corey Webster.
What a job.
Come on, let's go. Bring it up.
The second objective was don't turn the ball over. And the Giants would execute that plan perfectly against the Bucs.
Manning back to throw. Looks right, throws it for Jacobs, makes the catch at the five, into the end zone for the touchdown. Manning back to throw. Pumps, looks, fires right for Toomer in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Amani Toomer! They lead it 24-7. Manning, 20 of 27, a buck 85, two touchdowns. Never put the ball in harm's way.
Off to Dallas. Off to Dallas.
4 years later, in the Giants' Super Bowl-winning season of 2011, Big Blue's postseason run would again begin in the NFC wildcard game. But this time, they started at home against the Atlanta Falcons.
First playoff game in MetLife Stadium. Can't get no better weather. Can't be no better team. Can't get no better teammates. All in today. That's all we got. You don't put it all in today, you're taking your ass home. And I don't want to go home.
Atlanta's Michael Turner led the NFC in rushing that year. But the Big Blue defense quickly cut him and the Falcons offense down to size.
Flying back to throw. Under pressure. Sack. Rocky Bernard got in there for the sack.
In short yardage situations, Big Blue was even stingier.
Fourth and inches. They're showing power formation. How about this?
Man.
No jump. I got
it. I'm going to snap. He does go for it.
He didn't get it. He didn't get it. He did not get it.
And they did not get it.
Running the ball proved to be far more effective for the Giants, as their resurgent ground attack ran wild in the wild card. Atlanta would have no answer for Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw, as the G-men rushed for a season-high 172 yards. Their effort set the stage for the first touchdown of the day.
Manning back to throw, slants one right to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Akeem Nix.
The game was still closely contested in the third quarter when once again Atlanta chose to challenge New York's fourth down defensive prowess.
And Roddy White short of the first down, inside the 21. Falcons, they're going to go for it here on fourth and one. Remember, Ryan got stopped the last time. Here comes Ryan to the line, fourth and inches. Empty backfield, Jones in motion. Ryan's going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there. Second time today, they've been stopped at fourth and inches by the Big Blue defense.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Falcons' failure to pick up short yardage allowed the Giants to have long-distance success.
Eli back to throw. Steps up over the middle. Nix wide open at the 40. 45 runs through a tackle. There goes Nix. Gallops up for another. He's going to score. 72 yards.
And some effort there by Akeem Nix. Now, he catches this ball in traffic, and he's got three guys around him, and he just splits the difference almost like he hit turf ball.
Eli Manning would throw the dagger in the fourth quarter, clinching the Giants' first home playoff win since 2000.
Middle of the field, high post, and it's caught for the touchdown! Mario Manningham with the touchdown!
Hey, you're a beast, man. I can't say that enough.
Don't hit me, man.
The New York Giants are on to the divisional round and a trip to Green Bay against the Packers.
Obviously, in each of the Giants' last two Super Bowl runs, it started with a win in the wild card round. And for the first time, the Giants will be playing the Packers in the wild card round, although the Giants have won their last two playoff appearances at Lambeau Field. That wraps it up for this week's show. So glad you can join us. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.